know why I know. It's early. It's only 6 something. I've been awake since about 5:30. Because I'm in an empty house and I got woken up by a sort of annoying stomachache. Which is rather dull. Anyway, I was going to boo when I got my latest iPhone accessory, which I thought might come yesterday, but did not. Maybe it'll come today instead. The reason I have an empty house at the moment, excuse me, I'm still not fully recovered from this disgusting cold that I got over the Christmas period, is because my daughter, Alice, is in the hospital as of Sunday. And some of you may know it and some of you may not, so I thought that I would spend time clarifying that in more than 140 characters for ease of use. So on Sunday, she had been in briefly before that because she wasn't feeding very well and whatnot. And on Sunday, it kind of all came to a head. She was breathing shallowly and not feeding hardly any at all. She fed at 6 o'clock and then before that, not for so many hours that we both couldn't remember the last time. So Kirsten decided sensibly to take her in. And Nina, Kirsten's mother, drove her in. She is in a private room now with Kirsten staying there. And basically, Jake was already in bed at that point, so he stayed here until Monday morning, whereupon Nina took him to nursery. So Alice is suffering from bronchiolitis and pneumonia and is unable to breathe unaided without getting very uncomfortable. And she yesterday had a partially collapsed lung, which apparently sounds worse than it actually is. Apparently. And some kind of lung infection, which shows up on scans. So it's kind of one after another, really. So with that in mind, they kept her in, and she's on a drip and being force-fed that way, as she won't feed and isn't comfortable feeding. And she has a blocked-up nose from hell, so it's hard for her to feed and breathe at the same time, so she's being fed via drip. When she does feed from Kirsten, as usual, it's rare and, you know, few and far between, as it were. And, yeah, it's quite difficult to continually repeat this story because it's quite annoying and sad and, you know, there's not much as a father that I can do. So I'm here keeping house, making sure that nothing burns down in everybody's absence, keeping it tidy. And Jake is staying at his grandparents' place while Kirsten is in hospital with Alice because she can't leave her alone for long periods of time. And wouldn't anyway. You know, mothers don't as a rule. So, yep, that's been my yesterday. I went to see them in the evening yesterday to surprise her. Because, otherwise I might not have seen her till Wednesday or Thursday. Depends when they decide to release them. So, yeah, that's what's going on at the moment. Other than that, nothing of major consequence is occurring. That's major enough as it is, so I don't need any other unpleasant surprises, as it were. Can really do without that sort of rubbish. In other news, I'd like to get out of the house today. It's a lonely place, and quite big when there's just one person in it, you see. It's very easy to get sidetracked and wallow in self-pity, but, you know, it's not productive, so I'd rather not do that for extended periods of time. So I won't. What I will do is stay positive, keep making music, and just hoping that they will come back sooner rather than later and be released into our custody safely. But yeah, Jake got off to nursery yesterday just fine, and today he's going to the Transport Museum with his grandmother, which should be rather nice for him. He was very well behaved, considering he woke up, and he usually comes in to us in the morning and, you know, says hello to Alice and whatever else, and he came in and there was only me here, and he had a bit of an upset, so I gave him a hug and said, well, Alice is very sick, and Mummy's taken her to hospital to get better, so he's all right now. once he has things explained, he's actually much calmer about things. Even at three, he's articulate enough to understand sick and not here and such like. So, there we go. Right, well, it's still early and I'm still tired. But I was getting fed up of repeating myself time and time again. So I shall now just direct people. Redirect the same way Google Maps is redirecting you on Windows Phone 8 to the Google homepage. But not in quite such a callous way, because I do care about you all indeed. But typing the same thing can get rather tedious. All right, well, I'm going to go now. I need a drink after all this talking. And I really... Well, I probably won't now get any more shut-eye, but if I do, I do, and if I don't, I don't. But I don't think I'm going to manage it. So I probably won't even bother trying. Anyway, let's go. I've said that several times and have done nothing about it, so I'm going to do something about it now.